Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
On today's Solo Saturday News, a CM Punk AEW return was agreed in principle before his Instagram post. A WWE Top Stars contract is ending, the LWO has returned to WWE, and a huge star issues an open challenge for WrestleMania 39. Hello everyone, I am Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, without that black bearded soul and his little dog today, because they've all gone to LA. Well, not Salty that I know of, maybe he just like hid away in the little like luggage compartment on the airplane. I don't know. What I do know is I'm sat here talking to you right now about all the news that has gone down over the last like 24 hours or so. And there's been a lot, because there's always a lot. It's WrestleMania weekend. It is now WrestleMania Saturday. I'm excited. This is like Christmas for us wrestling fans. So I'm giddy. And let's just transfer all that giddiness into telling you about the latest stories that we have today. And the big one that we need to just kick off with is Mr. Phil Brooks, Mr. CM Punk. He's never too far away, is he? He's never too far away from this cycle. And what we've got today is the latest update from Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer. In his latest edition of the Observer newsletter, he's spoken about how close, well, the fact that plans and reconciliation was happening between AEW before he went all scorched earth on the company with his Instagram post and said that he didn't watch any Rocky films because Phil'd been living under some kind of Philadelphia rock, hasn't he? So what Meltzer said in his thing, I'll just read it, really, verbatim. He said that the situation with CM Punk became a bigger story this week when he put up an Instagram post where he went off on Tony Khan, John Moxley, myself, talking about himself, Mr. Meltzer, and Chris Jericho, which he immediately took down. This came while sides were working on a reconciliation that was at least in principle agreed to per the decision of Khan, who wanted him back. So that's a big old update there, because it's Tony Khan pretty much saying that, yes, I want Phil back, and we'll try and work him into storylines and hopefully maybe just either keep them as far away as humanly possible from the Elite, or make them all like get together and just let bygones be bygones and move on for the whole thing. It looks like there was plans in place there. And Meltzer even went on to say that this could be something that potentially influenced the report recently of AEW being interested in moving All Out, this year's All Out 2023 big old pay-per-view, from the Now Arena, where it usually goes down, to the United Center, which is a bigger arena, more historic. And it's the place where they obviously had the first dance where Punk popped up at AEW and we had that huge reception. That could be something that's kind of playing into that, because if you've got Punk in Chicago for an All Out, you could probably sell out the United Center. It's just something you could do. So potentially that could be a reason why. Again, it's not a certainty that Punk is going to come back. It felt like we were edging that little bit closer probably before this Instagram post happened. And it's also not known whether this post in particular has influenced that plan, that reconciliation that had been principally agreed to between two parties there. So again, things are very much up in the air, but it felt like we were getting somewhere. We were getting close to having Mr. Punk back on our screens. I think his tricep looks like it may have healed up, maybe. Might be on the full road to recover. I think he's finished that road, potentially, because we saw some pictures of him in the gym the other day with FTR, so he was looking like he was in good shape, high spirits. I think he said that he missed the fans to Dax Harwood as well, so it feels like he's in the mood, Mr. Punk. I think we could be seeing him sooner rather than later, but we will keep him informed, obviously, with all the ongoings and the updates, because I feel like every other day now we're going to get something to do with Phil Brooks, so we will let you know. But in another rather shocking, I'd say this one is pretty shocking, when I saw it this morning I was like, what the heck is going on? There's been a big update on a rather big WWE talent and their contract, their situation right now, and that talent is Mr. Drew McIntyre, former two-time WWE champion Drew McIntyre, and this is according to PW Insider, who've said that, well, his contract is, it's not up imminently, it's not going to be like next week or something like that, but it is expiring and it's in its final year. So that's pretty big news. This could be this WrestleMania now where he's fighting for the Intercontinental Championship. Those words will fall out of my mouth eventually, I promise. This one could be his final WrestleMania in WWE, which is huge. And both sides are said to not even be anywhere near close to agreeing a deal at this moment in time, which again is massive. Because if you look at Drew McIntyre, he was a guy that, alongside Roman, obviously, they built this return to stadium shows, huge stadium shows in the UK. They built it around Drew. They had him as like their new top guy throughout the pandemic and all that kind of things. Drew's a popular dude as well. Like, you see that whenever he comes. He came to SmackDown last night and he got a huge reaction. Him and Sheamus, they won a tag team match against Imperium. Drew's a big star. So for the fact that he is now potentially heading towards the last stages of his contract, and there's no sign at this moment in time that the parties are going to agree to something and maybe give him a new deal and give him a reason to stay, is a bit of a shock to me. Because, yeah, Drew's a big deal. And to not have Drew in WWE is huge. And then you got to think, well, what happens next? If he does leave WWE, does he go to an AEW? Does he go to a New Japan? Like, he's got whatever he wants to do. I think this guy could do it. I think he could even go into films. The guy looks like a movie star, doesn't he? So we don't know what's going to happen with Drew right now. He probably doesn't, to be honest. He's probably just riding this wave of WrestleMania goodness, and maybe he walks out of Mania with the IC title, and that's a way of maybe sweetening the deal a bit, saying, hey, Drew, if you stick around, we'll give you a few championship runs and a bit more of a push and see what happens there. But we don't know at this point. What we do know, according to PW Insider, is that his deal is going to, well, it's in its final year now. So we'll keep our eyes on all things Drew McIntyre.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And another thing to keep your eyes on SmackDown right now. Last night, SmackDown, it had a few developments. It wasn't a massive, like, oh my God, shocker show by any means. Because really, it's a go-home SmackDown for WrestleMania. What you want to do is just make sure those pieces are well and truly in place for WrestleMania the night after now. And then just send everyone home happy and buzzed and excited. And that's what they did. But one particular moment that got a lot of people giddy, it was stuffed full of nostalgia, was Rey Mysterio going backstage. Obviously, he was the Hall of Fame head of the class. I believe he is the head of the class of this year's Hall of Fame. He went backstage and he had a bit of a chat with Legado del Fantasma, because obviously on Raw they protected him, they fought off the Judgment Day, and they helped him not get beaten to a pulp before WrestleMania. So he went there and he had a chat with them and he said, guys, great, I love that, thank you very much, you've looked after me these like last couple of weeks. And then Legado were like, you know what, Rey, we've always got you back, and if anything happens at WrestleMania, we are going to be there, we're going to protect you. And Rey said, you know what, that's great, but if we're going to do that, we've got to do it in style. So what did he do? He gave them all just black t-shirts, which I don't know, it's kind of stylish. It's not a suit, is it? It's not like a cool fancy mask. But it was what was on these t-shirts that was the important thing, because when they turned them around, all their faces were just giddy. They lit up and they said, look, it says LWO. And if you're wondering what LWO is, if you're of a generation that doesn't understand, the LWO is the Latino World Order. And that was formed, that began in 1998. And that was Eddie Guerrero, who was still with WCW at the time. He kind of helped form this group. And it was kind of a who's who of Mexican royalty, really, in wrestling. You had everyone's Psicosis, La Parca, Juventud Guerrera, all these brilliant names were all coming together in WCW to form the Latino World Order. But the big storyline they had was trying to bring Rey Mysterio into the group, and he was having none of it. He didn't want to be in the group, and then eventually he lost a match to Eddie Guerrero, and he was forced to become a member of the LWO. I know, shock, horror, ah. But then that was the whole thing. That was a really cool thing. And the t-shirts themselves look really cool. It's the Mexican flag, but with LWO. And it now looks like they've reformed the LWO. But Rey Mysterio could be the leader now, and he's got Legado del Fantasma. Maybe they can bring in other Mexican kind of people from within WWE into the group. I like it. It's something. It's like a new spin on a piece of history, which people love. You get the nostalgia, but then you put a new coat of paint on it and just send it out into the world and see what you can do. I think it could be something quite special. So let me know what you think of the LWO revival. Let's go with the LWO revival right now. Let me know what you think of that in the comment section right down below. And the last big story that we had coming out of this SmackDown, again, a lot of stories, a lot of things that were going down, was we had the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And the winner of that was Bobby Lashley. Big Bobby, and Bobby issued a challenge for WrestleMania 39 after he won it, and that match was colossal, to be honest. It was huge, and at the end of it, you had Braun Strowman, Bronson Reed, and Bobby Lashley all just pounding into each other, big meanie men doing meanie men stuff. And then Bobby won, obviously, and he stood next to the statue, did all that. But the big story going into WrestleMania 4, Lashley, was a lot of people thought he was going to be fighting Bray Wyatt. That's where things were heading. That's what it felt like the logical move was. And I think I don't know if they ever threw up a graphic, but it felt like they'd already said, yeah, we're probably going to do that match. But then all the Bray stuff happened. He went off television. He's apparently down, off television with an undisclosed problem right now. So not a lot of people really know what's going on with that. But Bobby has said he wants to fight somebody. He's not happy with just winning this battle royale. He wants to be there for the two-night event. And he said, surprise, surprise, look who just won the Andre the Giant battle royale. He said that on Twitter. Was there any doubt in anybody's mind who was going to win that? The Almighty. You can't have a WrestleMania without the Almighty. My weekend is free. Let's see who's really ready for a real challenge. Let's see who wants to step up and get some from the Almighty. And then he captioned that video with, I'll say it once again, really just hammering this home, isn't he? This doesn't happen, I will be very annoyed. He said, I am free Saturday and Sunday. You can't have WrestleMania without the Almighty. You just can't. Whoever wants to test me, step up, fist emoji. He didn't say fist emoji, but my translation did not know how to do the fist emoji. But yes, he's very excited and he wants to fight somebody at WrestleMania. And a lot of people have been thinking, well, is there going to be a backup match? Is it going to be LA Knight, who was incredibly over in the building for SmackDown last night? It was ridiculous. Everyone was giddy just to see LA Knight. So that was good stuff. So we don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe Steve Austin might be involved. That's been another report as well. He could just be a part of a segment and they all just beat each other up. I don't know. Could be anything. But it's not really known if Wyatt's going to be in LA. I think there's been reports of Uncle Howdy, who may or may not be Bo Dallas. He could be in town for WrestleMania 39. I think that's been one of the reports out there. But Wyatt, we don't know. Maybe that happens. Maybe we'll just have the impromptu Wyatt-Bobby Lashley match. And the reason they give Lashley the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale win is because he's going to get squashed by Wyatt. I don't know. That's not an official report by any means. But that's just a theory of the Austin variety. Who's going on first? I don't know. I'm riffing now. So what we're going to do, we're going to end this video with some questions, or just our question, because I was kind of silly and forgot to put the question tweet out, and I put it out very late and somebody sent me a question. It was a good question and it kind of ties into a video that we've put on the channel as well, so I'm going to talk about it. It is Sean Finchhausen's question, who is at Finch Sean, and they said how many big debuts do you foresee on the Raw after Mania? And funnily enough, I've actually done a video for this and it's on the channel. I think it's the WWE superstars who could return or debut on the Raw after the WrestleMania, go and check it out, because it's a fun video. I like fantasy booking, this kind of stuff. But I think your safest bets this year are probably going to be Jay White or Matt Cardona. I'll be honest, I think they're you two. I think we could have maybe the comeback of Randy Orton, a Big E. They're my hopeful ones. I just want to see their faces again, them just to get a huge plap, all that kind of stuff. I think they'd be great, but I feel like your safe bets are probably Jay White and Matt Cardona. And that brings an end to this solo Saturday news on my own, flailing around like a lunatic trying to make heads or tails of all these news stories. Let me know what you thought of them in the comment section right down there. Don't forget to like this video, share and subscribe to all things What Culture Wrestling, and watch all these videos that we're sending to you right now, because there's some great stuff. We're getting the live ups and downs after WrestleMania, which are always insane. If you know what we're talking about, just go, even if you've never seen them, maybe go and watch last year's just to get you in the mood, because it's chaos. It's just Simon Miller trying to keep his head above water and people just jumping in and showing off the replica belts and t-shirts and punching each other. Maybe the last bit didn't happen, but maybe it will this year. You just never know with the live ups and downs. So go and check those out and enjoy this weekend. Like I said, it's wrestling Christmas. So just breathe it in, do whatever you need to do, drink loads of beer, eat loads of food, maybe just sit there just biting your nails, hoping that Roman Reigns doesn't beat Cody Rhodes, because if he does that, we riot in our living rooms. Yeah, that's what we do. So I've been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Follow myself on Twitter at gmorgan04. Follow everyone here at What Culture at What Culture WWE. Thank you for watching today, and hopefully I'll see your faces very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.